We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Umate. It's Friday, October 24th, 2025. Immigration and Customs Enforcement vehicles were spotted in Urbana Monday, according to Charlotte Alvarez, executive director of the Immigration Project. In an email to the Daily Illini, Alvarez wrote that there's no confirmed information indicating any arrests in connection to the sighting. The Immigration Project is a nonprofit organization providing legal and social services to community members concerned about ICE operations in the area. Alvarez could not provide further information about the sighting. Neither the Urbana Police Department nor ICE have responded to requests for comment. If ICE is reported on campus, the university advises its employees to immediately refer the agent either to UIPD or the Office of University Counsel, depending on the agent's request. There have not been any confirmed sightings of ICE on campus. In April, ICE detained two individuals at the Champaign County Courthouse. Since then, other claims of immigration enforcement in the community have circulated on social media. However, none were confirmed to be ICE activity. For more information, check out yesterday's article in the Daily Illini by Anna Seha. In much lighter news, there are plenty of fun events happening this weekend. The 54th Illinois Marching Band Championships is coming to Champaign tomorrow. High schools throughout Illinois will come to Guise Memorial Stadium to showcase their productions, where they will be judged based on the band's visual, music, and general effect performance. The first band to perform will be Effingham High School at 8 a.m., but don't worry, bands will be performing throughout the entire day until 8 p.m. And don't forget to catch the Marching Illini Performing Exhibition at 12:30 p.m. and 8:15 p.m. Tickets for adults cost $10, and university students can get a discounted ticket for $5. For tickets and more information, please visit bands.illinois.edu/spectator-information. For those looking for more musical performances this weekend, are you a movie lover, a music lover, or maybe both? Then look no further than the Film Score Orchestra. This Sunday, the orchestra will perform in Smith Recital Hall at 3 p.m., featuring music of George Gershwin's America in Paris, John Williams' Flying Theme from E.T., and more. WPGU correspondent Vinnie Magsomble had the opportunity to speak with Julia Olson, junior in FAA and co-president of FSO, about what the group is all about.
We're a RSO on campus, and our goal is just to come together, create an orchestra each semester, and the final goal is to present a concert of like a bunch of different selections from film scores.
However, Olson stressed that it is not just for those majoring in music, but for students of all majors.
So Film Score Orchestra kind of like fills that role for a lot of people where it's like a little bit less commitment and they can still like join the orchestra on top of their major, and it has a little bit more flexibility because you're not signing up for any credit hours.
So go check it out and support some amazing student talent. And if you're looking for even more ways to celebrate creativity this weekend, the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center kicks off its 25th anniversary celebration today, promising a weekend of fun for all. Celebrations are set to run today to Sunday and will feature a plethora of events, including workshops, panels, and parties. The anniversary hopes to provide the community with a way to share stories, connect generations, and build power together. To keep up to date with all the changes to the event schedule, it is recommended that you RSVP ASAP. If you're looking to RSVP or see the anniversary event schedule, please visit ucimc.org. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Anna Seha, Vinnie Magsomble, and Gavin Westlake. From WPGU News, this has been Umate.